is you take a cup and you put it on your stomach, and you pull it off. You apply pressure. You know what it's called? There's an English, I remember from 7 years ago, someone was telling me they know exactly what this is. There's a whole technique. The old timers know what this is. A technique, you take a cup, you put it on your stomach, and you pluck it up, and it somehow it relieves pressure. Safuche means to connect. Safuche kasa is a cup at tibore on your navel. The Shabbat Shabbat was a technique that was done in ancient times in order to for healing purposes. Look at Rashi. Rashi's over here. You have a cup and there's hot air. How do you have hot air? You pour boiling hot water into the cup and then you empty out the cup. Mr. Cohen, is there noise in the background by you? Mr. Cohen, I don't mean to be rude. Is there noise in the background? No, by Mr. Cohen. Could you maybe put your phone on mute?
I'm gonna mute. I'm gonna
No,
mute.
no, 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 no. You don't have to mute.
I'm gonna
We have to see where's the source coming from. Mr. Cohen, are you
Yes.
there? Do you know how to mute your? Do you know? Okay, good. He muted. Okay, thank you very, very much. Okay, no, you unmuted it now. Okay, Mr. Cohen, you unmuted. Okay, so now put it on mute. Put it on mute. You know how to do that?
Okay.
Do you know how to put it on mute?
Well, let me take a look here.
You had it on mute. You just had it on mute for a second. I can do it. I can do it for you, but I want you to know how to take it off.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Nothing to be sorry about. On the bottom of the screen, on the bottom left, there should be a microphone. And when you touch it, when you click on it, then it becomes red. There's a red line that goes through it, the bottom left. You doing this on your computer or on the phone? Are you doing this on the
Just
com
talk to me.
You doing this on the computer or on the phone?
I'm on a computer.
Okay, so do you see on the bottom left, of your screen, there's the picture of a microphone. If you click on it, it becomes red. There's a red line that goes through it. Okay, I'm gonna do it. You're gonna see. I'm gonna do it for you now. I can do it for you from my end. Okay, if you want to unmute yourself, then you just click on the microphone. Okay, let me. I'm gonna mute you. No. Don't log out. There's nothing to log out. I did already. I did it. I did already. It's done. Okay, I did it for you. All right. Let's go. We gotta learn. Shlomi, is it better? Is the connection better tonight? Shlomi, you there?
It's better. I mean, just hearing crackling in your voice, but that's fine. Go ahead.
I'm not so sure it's better this. All right, let's go. So over
Oh, it
here,
is bad. Know where it came from.
I can't hear you. You chop, you chop, you choppy. Every time you speak, I hear chop, chop liver. Weiter. Sapuche kasa, sapuche, Omar, sapuche kasa b'shabat mitzmuter.
What's that?
What's the
What was
shaila? Refuah b'shabes. Samachvav
Good.
Okay. Sapuche kasa atibur b'shabat mitzmuter. Why is it mutter? What's the shaila? The shaila over here is that this thing is called refuah. You're not allowed to do on Shabbos matters that look like refuah. Look at Rashi. You pour out of it hot water. You fill it up with boiling hot water. You pour it out. The cup has hot water on it. The koifeu al hatibor, and you turn the cup upside down in the person's belly. The cup it pressurizes on the basar. And it puts all of the kishkas right back in its right place. Humpty Dumpty fell apart. All the king's men, all the king's horses can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Okay, so here's what happened over here. We split back together again. Right in the Gemara. So Shapir Dumpty, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is this is not called a refuah. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do matters of refuah because you may come to grind up samimonim. You may come to grind up the ingredients, the medications. It's takanas chazal. But here it is mutter, there's no concern. Vaita, Amar Avin, Barahuna, Amar, Rav Chama, Barguya. Mutter losuch shemen melech b'shabbos. You're allowed to smear on your body oil and salt. Why? This oil that is not called refuah. Now over here when it says it means bekapos yada v'rag, it doesn't mean your body, it only means on the palm of your hand and the palm of your foot. Ki hod Rav Huna mibe rav, like Rav Huna mibe rav, v'rav mibe rabbi chia. Just like we find he did this, Rav Huna, when he traveled from this location, ki hechi, I lost the place over here. Rav Chia, when he traveled, mibe rav, ki havi mivasme. Now, why would you want to do this? The reason why you do this, this is a technique. Try this at home. Shlomo, the next time you have a bottle of wine and you get drunk and you want to become sober. You want to be able to daven mincha with kavana. So you do is you take oil and you smear the oil on the palm of your hand, the palm of your foot, and it takes away a hangover. You're back to normal.
What kind of oil?
What kind of oil?
What kind of oil?
It doesn't say, you know, it doesn't say. It does not say. They brought it just as they brought oil.
You know, certain oils are kosher l'shikha, olive oil. Kosher l'shikha, olive oil for a woman to light brighter candles. This is a school of the children who are Tamir Chachamim. So it's interesting.
It's oil malcha shamayim.
I don't know what kind of oil, but you take oil and you smear the oil on the palm. Why don't you try? Why don't you do experiment? Take all different oils. You go buy all different types of oil. Olive oil, canola oil.
The oil which I like is oilam haba.
What? How is oil oilam haba?
Oilam, OILAM, oilam haba.
Oilam, OIL, oilam.
Oil. Oil.
The oil malchus shemayim. Weiter.
Oil haba.
Shlomo, you have a new shirt today, purple shirt. First you had Santa Claus, then you had green, then you had plaid, and now you have purple. Your wife, she dresses you up. Your wife dresses you up very nice. Weiter. Maisi mishcha milcha. You bring oil and you bring salt. How you bevim shem lemelach v'shoyfele ligavayosa didayu, and they would smear it. The word v'shoyfe means they would smear it on the palm of their hands. Vigavayosa de karayu, and on the palm, the surface of their foot, they would smear it. And they would say the following incantation. They would say the following words. They would say kihechi the tzil ha mishcha. You must say the following words. Just like this oil becomes smooth because of the body heat, oil is cold, and when you go and you take oil and you put it on your body, the oil gets smooth due to your body heat. So too, litzil chamre, the wine that's in my body, it should become smooth. And I guess when the wine in the body becomes smooth, it dulls the intoxicating effect of the yayin. The plonya bar plonisa, you have to say your name. You should say, so too may the intact and so the wine that's in my body of plony, my name, the son of my mother, so too it should also be dulled, and I should no longer be intoxicated. The Eloi, what happens if this does not work? Could you imagine such a thing if you try this and it doesn't work? So you know what you do? There's a backup plan. Plan is always in life a plan B. There's plan A and plan B. Ma'isi shia didana. What you do is you go down to the basement. Next to the boiler room, there's a storage room where you have barrels of wine. And you take there some of the shia, the wax, that is used to seal the barrel. You have in your basement barrels of wine. Well, you go down there and there's wax on the top of the barrel. And you take that, the shodei lebemaya, you take that wax, you soak it in water. The Omer, and then you go and you make the following statement. Kihechi de litzil hai shia, just like this wax has now become smooth because it has been soaked in water, so too, litzil chamre, may the wine, the intoxicating wine that is in my mind, that is preventing me from functioning properly, may it also be smoothed out. The plonya bar pelonisa. Good? That is the Gemara. Okay? So we learned over here a technique, what a person should do on the Holy Shabbos in the event that two techniques, what to do to dilute the wine, really three techniques, what to do to dilute, two techniques, what a person should do in case he is drunk, he is intoxicated, and he is very, has to be at his best to dilute the effect of yayin. Either you smear oil on the palm of your hand, the palm of your foot, and you make a statement. And if that does not work, you go to the basement, you take the wax that's on top of the barrels, you soak it in water, and you make another statement. And then you are definitely good to go. Next sugya. You're allowed to choke your wife. You're allowed to choke someone on Shabbos. What are you going to choke on Shabbos? The baby. The baby means, well, not a baby, I'm sorry, a person, he fell down, and his limbs need to be realigned. All of the limbs of the vertebrae, they're not in their right location. So you have to go and basically reassemble, like Humpty Dumpty. This is the Gemara of Humpty Dumpty, where all of the bones are not in the right sockets, and you have to reassemble them. It's mutter. It looks like you're choking the person. It's mutter. That's not called a refuah, because you're not using any ingredients. Next, the Omar Oven Bar Huna, Omar Avcham Bar Guya, La Pufe Yinuka B'Shabbat, another halacha. Baby comes out of the mother. It's a traumatic experience, and sometimes the baby's bones are broken because of the trauma of birth. So what do? They would wrap up the baby. They would put him in a straitjacket, or they would put him in some type of cast, in order to get all of his organs back in place due to the trauma of giving birth. Shaper dummy. They do that today. You should know. Today I went to visit someone and I saw they had a newborn baby, and the baby was in a straitjacket. And I said, "What in the world are you doing?" And he says, no, this is a good azach. The doctors say that you should put the baby in this special bag you put the baby in, and you put him in a straitjacket the way he was in the mother's womb. He needs to be like that. I said, "Are you crazy? What kind of crazy mishigas is this? A nayachid that she go, would you like if someone did that to you? What are you doing this to the poor baby?" But the Gemara says they did it. They actually did it. They took the baby, and that's what it means, la pufe. La pufe means they would wrap him up. The mamish put the baby in a straitjacket in order lesader pirkei evarav, in order to get all of his limbs back in place. Maybe if they did that to me when I was a baby, maybe I would have turned out normal. Look what you missed out on. Vaita. Next, also, a papa masne banim. A papa learned this halacha, two halachas. He taught in the Beis Medrash there are two halachas that you're allowed to on Shabbos, and it's permitted. Even though we have a general rule that you're not allowed to administer medicine because you may come to grind up samamonim, these procedures are not considered medical attention, and it's permitted. He taught bonim, tzvei dinim, whereas Rav Zid Masnei Bein, there's only one halacha. The Gemara Rav Zid Masnei Bonim, v'tarvayu Masnei Luhu b'shmoy shel Oven Bar Huna, and both of them were taught in the name of Bar Huna. What are the two things that he learned? One halacha was, we learned above. What we learned above? A child that has ga'aguim al aviv, he does not want to leave his father. If his father goes to work, the baby can come with a sakana. So what do? You do something very mystical. You take off the right shoelace of the father, and you tie it on the left arm of the child. And that's going to take away the ga'aguim. And the second halacha he taught in the name of Ovin was that you're allowed to do the pooping. You're allowed to wrap up, to put a baby in a straitjacket in order to heal him from his problems. Rav Zvid Masnei Bein, he only learned one halacha. Now which halacha? Kamaisa. The first halacha of the child that has gaguim and he needs a kesher. You take the right shoelace of the father, and you tie it on the left arm of the child. He only learned one masne b'shmoy shel oven. Hi. What about the second shmua? The second halacha regarding the straitjacket, masne law. He also agrees that it is a correct halacha. But he masne b'shmoy shel rabba rachana. Diyama rabba rachana. La pupa yinuka b'shabata shaper dami. It's mutter. Next Gemara. Amar Abai, Amar Liyem. My mother told me the following halacha. The following inyan. Kol minyane. Now, minyane means alachash. All of the potions. All of abracadabras. All of the abracadabras. Okay? All of the, these are, I don't even know what's the English word, incantations. All of these words that come out of your mouth. Bishma di'ime. When you say it, you have to say, I am so-and-so, the son of my mother. You have to say the mama. V'chol kitre. Anytime you make a knots, they would make knots. And when they would make knots, which arm do you make the knot on? Which part of the body? Bismala, you do it on the left side. Why the left side? Like tefillin. Just like we learned a few days ago that you tie the left shoe first, because every kesher always comes back to the kesher shel tefillin. So too, you make a knot, l'shem refuah, if it's some type of a segula or some type of kabbalah, you do it on the left side. But we, now, by the way, any lachash, some lachashim, we're going to see now you have to say numerous times. How many times, I want to take a poll over here from the Choshe Rabbanim, the Goyne Hadar, that are over here learning Torah on Zoom, how many times do you say kaparis? Ze chalifasi, ze tmurasi, ze hatarnagol yelich lemisa, vani ekones, lechaye, whatever it says there. How many times do you say that, Shlomi? How many times? Three times? Three times? Three times. Mr. Cohen, how many times do you say it? Three times? Seven times? One time. One time. And Shlomi Rabinowitz, and Yeshua Lehman, the Goyin Ha'adi HaMefursim, Nerd of HaShadim, Rabban Shul Kol Minha Goyla, and Canada, how many times do you say it? How many times do you say the Slachash? Do you say kaparis? Zeh tarnagol or zeh mamon leich letzdaka? Are you there? You unmuted yourself. What happened? He disappeared? How could he disappear? How could that happen? I always spot check my members in the morning and I find that they disappear. They, in the middle of the shit, they just disappear. Gone. I can't hear what you're saying, Shlomi. Shlomi, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Hear me? I can't hear you. Shlomi, you hear me? I don't hear a word you're saying, Shlomi. I can't hear a word you're saying. Shlomi, you hear me? I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. This is no good. This is no good. I can't hear you. We're gonna have to do something over here. Very drastic. Don't go away, Rabbi Sai. I'm right here. We're going to go now, and we're going to have to do this very quickly because this is not working. I went today online, you should know, to try to find a booster. I don't know what to do. I don't know how... The signal here in the shul is very, very bad, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to boost the signal here. I don't know what to do. Don't know what to do. There's got to be a solution. I have to try this phone again. Settings. No. Give me 1 minute. It'll take me mamish 10 seconds to do this. I'm almost there, Rabbi Sai. I'm mamish almost there. Getting very close. I'm getting very, very close. I'm getting very close to signing on. Here we go. Launch Zoom. Here we go. We're very close now. Join meeting. Tafyomi. Join meeting. And here we are. I'm now going to leave this. Bye-bye. I'm leaving this one. Leave meeting. Fryam Levine is going to be sign and leave. Device. You hear me?
Yeah.
Now I hear you. Before I couldn't hear you. I don't know why.
And all crackling is gone.
Yeah. All right. It's better.
I'm just telling you, the crackling is from you, not from anyone else.
All right, I really don't know what's going on. I really don't know. I'm baffled. All right, now that we got it, we go back to the Gemara.
You know to fix it. It's good.
Now let's go back to the Gemara. Shalim is back here. Everyone is back. Welcome to Hollywood Squares. L'chaim.
Circle gets the square.
Here's the story of a man named Brady who was bringing up, right? It's all about Shaduchim. Vayit the Gemara. It's the Brady Bunch and Hollywood Squares all put together.
Let's go Vayiter.
Vayiter in the Gemara. I bet you there's no Maggid share anywhere in the whole world that tells you that Zoom is Hollywood Squares. This is mamish unique to us. Achidush. So every time you say the minyane kol alachashim shavul the mefarshei, so some of them have in the article sitter, there are instructions, and it tells you recite this three times. Sometimes it tells you like hatavas chaloyim. Seven times, three times, wherever the art school sitter tells you a number, follow instructions. That's the most important thing in life, is to learn how to follow the Mefarshik and Mefarshi. Uduloy Mefarshi. Let's say the art school sidur does not tell you how many times, then the rule is Arbein V'chad Zimeh, 41 times. Okay, don't forget, next time you have a doubt, when in doubt, you do it 41 times, and then you call your shrink and tell him, I have OCD. Next, Allah, Tana Banan. Yoitzin be'evin tukum b'shabbos. Now we're discussing pregnant women. Okay, pregnant women. When it comes to corona, pregnant women is in a class by itself. If you listen to the news, if you're pregnant, then there's a whole shulchan aruch for a pregnant woman, b'nogeya corona. So what is the rule of a pregnant woman? When they go out into the street, they're not allowed to go out by themselves. They go out holding with them a special stone called an Evan Tukuma. Tukuma means Tokoim. Tokoim means Mokoim. Kum. It means you tell the baby, don't go nowhere. Stay put. Stay put. This is like, you know, this is like, it's like Yaakov and Esav. When Rachel and Rivka passed the Beis Medrash, the baby wanted to come out. When they passed the Beis Avodah Zarah, when they passed the cell phone store, the baby wanted to come out. So what's going on? In order to keep the baby in place, it should not want to go out. You wear on your body an Evan Tekuma. Evan Tekuma, I bet you they will tell you it has some magnetic pull which prevents the baby from coming out. Is a woman allowed to wear the Evan Tekuma on Shabbos Kodesh in the Rishus Rabbim? Shteito yoitzin be'evin tekuma b'Shabbos. Umishum Rabbi Meir Amru af b'mishkol. Not only can you go out with the Evan, this is authentic. The real one costs, let's say, $1,000. Let's say you can afford to buy an Evan Tekuma. So you know what they do? It's very easy. You go take an Evan Tekuma. There's a gemach. And they take the Evan Tekuma. And they have another stone. And they find another stone from the beach that cost nothing, as the same weight as the Evan Tekuma. Take a real Evan Tekuma and they match it up with another stone that has the same weight, and that other stone becomes like the chalipin, becomes the exchange for the Evan Tekuma. And whatever the Evan Tekuma does, this stone can do exactly the same thing. Okay, if you want, I have in the house a lot of that. I can give them out for you. Af b'mishkol. So the Rav Moshe Rabbi Omer Ava Mishkol, even a stone that's exactly the same weight, Ava Mishkol. Now the Gemara says Evan Tekuma, even Ava Mishkol Evan Tekuma Kama, even the weight, fine. And then the Gemara says Veloy, there are conditions, and the conditions are Veloy Shepila. Now who uses an Evan Tekuma? So you will discover if you take a poll in society. The ones who primarily use an Evan Tekuma are women who had a bad experience in life. They had a miscarriage. And they don't want to happen again. Ein a Baal HaNesayon, a person that already went through the experience, does not want it to happen again, so they have an Evan Tekuma. So you would think only a woman who had the bad experience of a miscarriage, she is permitted to wear on the Shabbos an Evan Tekuma. But a woman who never had a miscarriage, she doesn't need it. She doesn't need it. If she does not need it, she's not allowed to wear the Evan Tekuma. It would be for her Masa. No, that is incorrect. A person is allowed to take preventive medicine. A person is allowed to wear the Evan Tekuma just in case. V'loy she'pila, ella shema tapil. Furthermore, v'loy she'ibra, guess v'loy she'ibra, and get, not only that, what about a case where a woman does, maybe you think only a woman that can wear this is a woman that for sure is pregnant. Okay, but what about a woman who does not know? Maybe I'm pregnant, maybe I'm not. She really doesn't know she's pregnant. She's a suffix. Then, Ella Shema Tisaver. Even a woman that might be pregnant, this appeal. So we're very, very lenient. We have the halachi here of an Evan Tekuma. A woman is allowed on Shabbos to wear the Evan Tekuma, a pregnant woman. Not only can she wear the Evan Tekuma, she can wear the equivalent of the Evan Tekuma. And not only is a woman who had the bad experience of having a miscarriage, even a woman that did not yet have a miscarriage, and not only is a woman who is for sure pregnant, even a woman that has a suffix if they're pregnant, is permitted to wear the Evan Tekuma or a stone that is equal in weight to the Evan Tekuma. Next piece of Gemara. Now, Abaya has a very boy Abaya. This is a Gevaldik Ashayla. I'm telling you, Shlomi, it was Kedai to come tonight to the Shir just for this, the Shayla. This Shayla, it may seem very bizarre, but you should know, is Devarim Ha'imdim Beruma Shel Olam. Boy Abaya, Mishkol de Mishkol Mai. What happens if you have a stone that is the weight of a stone that was the weight of the real Evan Tekuma? It's an anacle of the Evan Tekuma. You have the real Evan Tekuma. I have no idea what Evan Tekuma is. Maybe it's kryptonite. Maybe the Evan Tekuma is kryptonite. And now you have another stone that has the same weight as the Evan Tekuma. And then you took that stone and you weighed it against another stone. So the third stone is a double exchange. Is that also valid? Does that have the potency to help this woman that she can go out on Shabbos wearing it and it's going to save the baby from coming out? This is a dilemma, and the Gemara says, Teku. This question shall remain. This is a very good dilemma, and may the question remain standing. Next Gemara, my mother told me, Le'ishasa bas yoima. Ishasa means a fever. May I please ask the experts here at the Archival Gemara, what is the precise translation of the word Le'ishasa? I think it means a fever, right? A fever? A fever?
Shasa is a fever.
Oh, you see that? Bas Yoima. Bas Yoima means, different interpretation means, let's say the first day. The first day a person gets a fever. So what do you do? What do you do for refuah? Lishkol zuzet chivara. Chivara. Take a new coin. Chivara means it's white, but it means that it's new. You take a newly minted coin, 2020. You go to the bank, get a brand new coin, recently minted coin. V'lezel limilchasa. Go to the place where they quarry salt. Okay, you go down. You go down by the Brooklyn Bridge. By the Brooklyn Bridge, there's a lot of salt there. They store all the salt for the winter. For the winter, to pour salt on our wounds on the roads. You go to a place where they quarry salt. V'liskol misakle milcha. And you should measure. What does it mean to measure? Maskole milcha. You measure the weight of salt equal to this coin. You put it in a capsule, hang it by your neck, basically your tie, where your tie goes. Benira baraka, with a mir means a hair from baraka. Baraka means something that's round. Seir ogul, a round thread. I don't know what this means. Okay, it means some type of round thread. I hear that's barzel. Shu barzel kemitzuras tabas. Base near. What does that mean? Kitsuras near. It looks like it's round. I hear that's a round. It's just you make it into a circle, like a ring. And you tie it up with this piece of here, and you're good to go. Okay, you're good to go. You take this, and what do you do with it? I guess you put this on your neck. You hang it around your neck, and you're good. You're going to be healed from the fever. If you're low, let's say this does not work. What do you do then? Then leituv aparosh astarachem, you should go to the crossroads. You should go on the Prospect Park Expressway to the very end, where there's a dilemma. Should you go left or should you go right? And what do you do over there? And you sit there, v'chazei shum shemot gamla, and when you see there, shum shemona gamla. It's a famous Gemara. This Gemara is the Bar Vusta Gemara in Shas of the shum shemona gamla. Remember the sugya, Shlomi, from last time?
A large ant.
So the gamla, the shumshum is gamla. What is gamla? Gamla means gimel. It means big. Gedoyla. And the shumshumona means an ant. The dari midi. And this little cockroach, this little ant, is carrying something on its back. What is it carrying? I have no idea. Lishkale. What you should do is stop traffic. Get out of the car. Stop traffic. You get that on the floor. And you go, you pick it up. And you take delicately, with a little pair of tweezers, the teeny particle that this little ant is carrying upon its shoulders. Lishkale velishtiye begufsa dinachosha. You take out of your wallet a kit. They sell this in the store on Amazon. The special kit for this procedure. For the 3-day fever. This is the 1-day. The 1-day fever. The 1-day fever kit. What?
It says daily fever.
Machlokes, does it mean the daily fever or does it mean that it's the first day? And you take out a tube of copper and the listeme be'avara, and it comes with a lead seal. You have to have copper and a lead seal. The lichteme b'shisin gushpanke, and you seal it with 60 seals. V'libar zule, and then you should shake it. You shake it. The lidre, and you put it on your back, you put it on your shoulder. The lay malay, and you make the following declaration. To unoch alai chalipin. You little creature, you were carrying this little particle, I'll carry it for you. I took it, I put it in a copper tube, sealed with a lead seal, sealed with 60 seals. All of this is in the kit. It's on Amazon. You just go to Amazon, you type in 1-day fever kit. And you get this, and it has instructions, just in case you don't know, and you make a statement that I will make a chalipin. I'm going to carry your burden, and to nochalai, utu unai aloch, and you can have my pekel. You can have all of my problems in life. You could have the corona. You could have it. It's for you, the little ant. And we'll make a chalipin. You could have the corona, and I'll have your pekel. In fact, the Gemara, wait a minute. Maybe this ant, someone already beat you to it. Maybe already someone went to the Prospect Express when he stopped traffic already and he found exactly that ant on the Parashas Derachim and he picked it up and he took off the pekel already. So now, what is the ant now carrying? In essence, he's carrying someone else's pekel. So if you're going to go tell the ant, I'll take your pekel, you take my pekel, what you're really doing is you're taking Yenim's pekel. Who knows? Maybe it was a big Rosh Hashiva that beat you to it, and he put on the ant his peckle. And his peckle is even greater than your peckle. You don't want to go take his peckle. It's too much for you. So it's not such a good idea, because your mazel may have it that you'll go and you'll take an ant that this is going to be like recycling. This is going to be double dips. And it's not going to be good to now take the peckle of the ant, because the ant already is carrying the peckle of someone else, of another greater mensch. Yeah? So it's not a good idea. There was another mensch who found this ant on the Prospect Expressway at the Parashas Derachim at the end, the Ifsik Bay, and made the following a deal. Let's make a deal. I'll take yours, you take mine. So the Gemara says, you're right. Gerecht. It's not a good idea, because who knows? You know what he said to the ant? Ant, whatever you're carrying, keep on carrying. But I guess what? I have a gift for you. You can have my pekel also. Ner le'echad, ner le'meya. Elalemale, tu'unai, my burden, utunach, and your burden, Allah. Keep on going. You could have whatever you have on you, and you can have my pekel as well. Vait v'iloi. What happens, Shlomi? What happens if this doesn't work? After all this, after all this, it doesn't work. What are you gonna, this is already step two. Step one was to go take a coin, a newly minted coin, and to go to the place of salt and measure the weight of salt opposite the coin and tie it around your neck with a special cord. That didn't work. Then you have to go to the Parashas Terachim and find an ant. Let's say that doesn't work. Strike two. What are you going to do now in desperation? So there's one more solution. One more solution. And it says, Lishkol Kuzi Dechadita. You should go and you should take a new jug. You go take a new utensil. V'lezel l'nahada. You go to the river. You go to the Hudson. V'yechon nachar v'leim v'leim. You say to make the following. You go. This is like Tashlach. Nahara, nahara. You say to the river, oizpan kuzo de maya la'orcha de iklali. Do me a taiva, can you lend me a jug of water for the guest that has come to visit me? I have a guest. The guest here is a mashal for my tzara. I got a problem. I'm not feeling well. I have fever. Who knows if I go get tested what they're going to tell me? Who knows? I have a guest has come upon me. River, can you do me a taiva? Lend me a cup of water so I can give the cup of water to drink to my guest. V'lahadeh, that has visited me. And what do you do now? V'lahadeh shav zimne al reisha. I'm assuming you fill up the cup of water from the river and you do go around your head. Shlo kapars. Around your head 7 times. Around your head. V'lishtayon la'achodeh. And then you throw it backwards. You do it in the cemetery. You know, in the cemetery, you throw it backwards. When you go to the cemetery, you pull a grass out backwards. L'achore, v'le mole, nahara, nahara, river, shkol, maya, dihaftali. You can take it back. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I gave the water to drink to my problems. And now that my problems have gone into the water, river, you could have it back now. You could have it back now. Shkol, maya, why do you think the Hudson is polluted? Come on, where do you think all the pollution comes from? It comes from the Gemara. That's why everyone's filling up the Hudson with their problems. Shkol Maya Dihavli, the Orcha the Iklali. The guest, he went away. The Orcha the Iklali Biyoyme Osav Yame Azal, the day that he came, the day that he went. Okay? These are Dvarim Ha'imdim Biruma Shallah Haylam Dvarim Nistarim. If we only knew what these words mean, we would be different people. But at least when Neshalma fought him by saying these words, we should be zeicha that all the refus and Yeshua's nechamas and atzolos that we need should come through the emuna pshuta we have in the words of Chachmenu Zichronam Levracha Zuchusam Yogein Aleinu. Vaita Omar Rafuna. Rafuna says, now we go to Lishasa Tilosa. Let's say it's day 3. And the fever has not gone away yet. You have a 3-day fever. It's a different type of fever. It's a different type of fever. This is what do you do now? What do you do? What do you do with this fever? Lase shiva silve. You take 7 branches. Okay, a silve is a branch. Mishiva dikle from 7 palm trees. Vishiva tsive and 7 thorns. Mishiva kishu from 7 beams. Vishiva siche 7 pegs. Mishiva Gishur from bridges. There, how many bridges are there in New York? You ever count the bridges there are in New York? How do you know how many bridges there are in New York? There are 7 bridges in New York, I think, right? 7 bridges going into Brooklyn. Mishiva Gishur, Mishiva Kitime, and 7 measures of Kitime of earth. Mishiva Tanure of 7 ovens. How many bakeries are there on Avenue M? 7. You have to go to all 7 bakeries, all 7 bridges, and you have to go and get 7 palm trees. You have to go to Florida. Florida, there are seven airlines that fly to Florida, so they all have a different destination. You have to get Alekut Azachin. And v'shiva afarei, seven measures afrei, measures of earth, m'shiva sinrei of. You know what a sinrei is? It means the mashkaif shetzir hadelas, the hinge of the door. You have to go to all the shuls, and on the hinges of the door, there's dirt, there's dust. Take the dust out of the hinge of the door. I'm surprised no one had a segula to go smear on your doorpost the dust from the shul. How come no one had that segula? So why can we do that? V'shiva kufrei, and seven measures of pitch. Pitch, shemezaftim, from boats. Go to the pier and get pitch. Mishiva arei, from seven boats. Mishiva bunei, kamoine, and seven particles of kamoine. Okay, you have to go to Blue Ribbon to find out what that is. Mishiva binei, and seven hears. Go to seven barbers. Each one will give you a donation of a hear. Midikna de kalba sub. I'm sorry. From an old dog. You got to go to a kennel and get a hair, pluck out hairs from seven old dogs. You hang this up in your neck, and you tie it to your neck with a certain type of hair that's in the shape of a circle, and you're going to be okay. Okay, so Shlomi got this. Remember what to do? Remember this whole thing over here? Vaita. Omar. Now this is a fever, tzimirta. We had first yishasa the yoima, we had yishasa the tlasa, and now we have the ashasa tzimirta, which means the entire body. This is a very serious fever. It consumes the entire body. Lishkal sakina de kulav harzal. You have to take a knife that's completely iron, from top to bottom. The leizal hechadika Vardina, and you go to a place where there's a bush, a burning bush. You go to a place where there's a bush. Veliktar bay nida barka, and there in the burning bush you burn there. I'm sorry, you tie to the bush a piece of here, a round here, nira barka, this round here. The yoyimakama lichreg bay purta. And then what you do is, the first day, you should lichreik bei porta. You should dig. You should somehow dig around the roots. What?
Just notch it.
Notch it? Notch. Fine, you notch the bush, Matt. You make a notch in the bush a little bit. V'leiman, you say the pasuk. Vayera Malach Hashem Elav Belabaseish Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu. You say the whole pasuk. Mitoich Asne Vayar Vine Asne Boyer Boeish Asne Inenu Ukal. L'machor Day Two, you should go there Lichroik Beipur to make another notch. The layman you should say Vayoyne Moshe Asurin Overes Amar Agolazem Adul Yiver Asne. The lich v'lemachal next day v'lich bei port, you make another notch. V'lema v'yar Hashem ki sohar l'rois. Then Moshe turned. That's what you do. And for ishasa tzimirta. Next Gemara. Amar le'aracha b'edir Rav Ravashi v'lema. Why do you say that pasuk? A better pasuk. Let's say the pasuk v'yomer al tikav haloim. Say that pasuk. What's wrong with that pasuk? The Gemara says Ella, you're right. The first day you should say on the second day you say on the third day you say it's a 3-day process. Next, and then when the fever goes away, what you should do is you should destroy the bush. You should lower the bush, the lifsikay, and you should uproot it, cut it down. The lay mahachi, and you should make the following declaration: asne asne, lav mishum digvias mikol ilane. It's not because you are tallest among all of the trees. Ashrei hakadosh baruch hu shechinte aloch that Hashem rest His divine presence upon you. Ela mishum. Do you know why Hashem selected the bush to appear to Moshe and to rest His divine presence? Elimishum de Moichas Mikolami, because you are the most meek. Ashrei Kudsha Brichu Shechinti Alach. Vrihechi Dechan Misei Ishosa. Just like the fever, the fire, the chamis means to see. The chamis means to see. Just like when the fire saw Hananya, Mishol Vazaria, or Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the Kivshin O'esh, and the fire ran away, did not want to harm them. And the fire ran away. Cain so to Techmine Ishosa, may the fire give a look. Leploni bar Pilonis, and Ploni bar Pilonis, and Viseroik min Kodomahi, and should run away from me, should not bother me. Okay, by the way, whenever we talk about Rafua, we always make a Mishabech for Choyle. You always, I mean, generally, most of us, we say, Ben the mother's name. And when you make a Mishabech, when you give a person Aliyah, we have Shloima, we have over here the Gabbai. The Gabbai of the Beis HaKnesses, Rabbi Shalimin, Gabbai is Rosh Tevois. Oh no! What's the Gabbai? Rosh Tevois. I forgot the Rosh Tevois of Gabbai. Oh no! How can I forget this? Okay, whatever it is. But the Gabbai, when he calls up from the Aliyah, did you ever hear the Gabbai call a guy by his mother's name? Never. So why, when you make a Mishabech for a Choyle, does the Gabbai say Ben the mother? And when he makes a Mishaberach, when he calls the person for an Aliyah and he makes a Mishaberach for the guy, you call him by the father's name. My hi. You have to go back and forth. The father's name is actually, it's very confusing when there's a Yoledes. When a woman gives birth to a baby, so you first make a Mishaberach. Mishaberach, I was saying, obviously you make a berach for the tata, and he was zeichet to have a baby, and you make a berach for the mother also. May Hashem bless her. She had a baby. Mishaberach, I was saying, obviously Yaakov Yivareches, the father and the mother, and you say the father's name, and then everyone says Mazel Tov, and then you make a mishaberach for the yoledes, for she's a choyla, because she gave birth. Then you say the mother's name. What's the pshat? The pshat is because the gashmi is. Any dover shebegashmi is the mother. Any dover ruchni is the tate. Okay? That's one shot. Another shot is zoysapam etzemi atzamai bosna besodi, that the mother gives the bread and the father gives the bones. When a guy dies, or you talk about ruchnius is nitzchius. So you go after the bones of the father. Gashmius, refuah, you go after the mother. All right, that's over here. That's why these chants. You can go bust them off. Next tomorrow. Next Gemara.
Yeah. What I heard was that because the mother doesn't have the sin of mitzvah player.
So when you do, when you make a mishaberach for a chayla, you want to invoke her zchus. Beautiful. Wow. That's very powerful.
The father's name. The father has okay,
that's a very nice vart. Very, very nice. I like that. Very nice. Vait in the Gemara. Ono b'koyach gedulas Hashem. That's what it is. Rosh Tevis Gabbai. Not in order. The letters are not in order, but it's just Ono b'koyach gedulas Hashem. A Gabbai needs a lot of strength. All the people in the shul, they always make demands of the Gabbai. They abuse the Gabbai. They never properly thank the Gabbai. It's a thankless job. You need superhuman strength. You have to be mispalel to have siyata deshmaya to give every person what he wants, to satisfy all the customers. Ona b'koyach gedulas Hashem. Yudke, that's the Rosh Tevis of Gabbai. Vayit in the Gemara. Vayit in the Gemara. Next, l'simta. What's l'simta? Now after the fourth machla. L'refuas pitzei shechin shemgufa. This person has blisters. Le'mahachi. Bazia means healing. Kas kasya shulai ve'amar lai ilein malochei. These are the angels, the ishtalchu me ado the storm that was sent out of Sodom. Can you say these words? I say this all the time. I have them in my wallet. I say this all the time. These words. You say these words, you're going to be spared from this thing called Shechin. Vaita ula asa ula asaha shechina kivin. Let's say a person has asa, he needs healing from shechina kivin, painful shechin. This is the fifth disease of the Gemara. Okay, then you say bezach bezeich baz bezeich mas mesech kamoin kamech enoch bich enoch bich. Mar aich bach, whatever these words mean. Mar aich, I'm looking at you. Kloimar, and the news is over here. Whatever this means. As roch bach. Your places here. Whatever this means. Zaruch kolot. Your seed is cut off. And uchepirda deloy para veloy ravya. And you disease. You're like a mule that does not reproduce. Kach, so too, loy tifre, loy tibre, begufe, deploying bar polonisa, so too, this disease should not multiply in my body. Next, lekipa, disease number 6. Lekipa means, it means also, ababuos, this means over here some type of
blister.
A blister. So what do you say over here, lemahachi? Cherev shalufa, a withdrawn sword, the kela netusha, and a slingshot. Losh me yoichav choylin machoivin, whatever that means. Lashida lemach, let's say a person is overcome by a demon. Okay? You ever see one of those? Demons. This is number 7. Disease number 7 is the demon disease. Haves, the public, what are you supposed to say? You say, haves, defokik, haves. Lita tabur umeshumas. These are curses. These are curse words. These are four-letter words. You notice that? Lamed, these are, lita, curse, tabur, curse, shumas. Shumas is more.
These words.
What?
We know these words.
These are my favorite words. These words over here, these words, they, you curse the demon. Bartit, you filthy piece of garbage. You're a bartit, you're a bartama, bartina, kumo shamgas, merigas, viistimai. You know, these words should really be censored. We just don't over here all the curse words around the Gemara. These are very bad words. And that's what you say to the demon. Number 8. We're now up to the 8th disease. Lishida, the Beis HaKisa. There's a special shade that hangs out bedavka in the Beis HaKisa. Okay, in the Beis HaKisa. So what do you say over there? Leim Hoch, what do you say? Akar kope da'ari. On the a lion. Aguse de Goyosa, that's another lion. Ashkachtun Lishidai, that's where you belong. Bar Shrikai Panda. Bimeshoda de Charti Chavte. That means over here in a row, a mesha means a row, in a field of Charti means a certain type of herb. Chavte, you should be beaten. Beloa de Chamoda Chatarte. In the cheek of wine of a donkey, you should be smitten. With the cheek of a donkey, you should be smitten. All right. So we learn over here 8 different diseases. This is koilel all the different machlos in the Welt, and we read every single word very carefully. And in that tzchus, when the shalma fodim sefaseinu, may the Rebbeinu Shalom have rachonas upon us and bring for us and for Gans Klal Yisrael refuos, yeshuos, nechomos, and al gud zachen. We should not be subject to all these terrible things over here. And the schus of Talmud Torah the Rabbim. Vaita. Now we go to B'nai Melachim. B'nai Melachim. Mr. Cohen, what happened to you, Mr. Cohen? You're back. B'nai Melachim. They let it go out bizogin. They let it go with bells around their neck. Mantan, who time they let it go with bells? And then the Gemara goes to every single yid. Every single person, Klal Yisrael, is allowed to wear a bell around their neck. Why? Because every single member of Klal Yisrael is like a B'nai Melach. Mantan, Rabbi Oishaya, Rabbi Shimon, he. Moridik, this was the Gemara yesterday on Lag B'Oimer. It's a Moridik HaShkocha Pratis Pilei Pilohim, that on the day of Rashbi, there's a Gemara that Mamish captures the Mahus of Rashbi. The Mahus of Rashbi is that I can be poiter, it's Kol Ho'olam Min Hadin. Rashbi, his whole Mahus was to be native with Klal Yisrael. His whole Mahus was, when he came out of the cave, he said, Hol v'srachash li nisa. Let me give back. I have a miracle. Avalei Milsa. I'm going to do something for Klal Yisrael. The Mahus, he gave Klal Yisrael the Sisrei Torah. The Mahus of Rashbi is a giver. He's a giver. And Mamash, the Hashkocha prophets on the day of Lag B'Omer, we learn the thousands of Mamori Chazal from Rashbi in the Gemara and the Midrashim. And this Mamori Chazal is the Mamori Chazal that is the mother of all the Mamori Chazal of Rashbi. Because this Mamori Chazal fataiches the mindset, fataiches the value of Rashbi. When he looks at Rashbi, that he holds Klal Yisrael to be B'nai Melochim. It's Meridik, no? Isn't Meridik the Hashgacha Pratis? How could this possibly be? How could this possibly be this Gemara? Doesn't put a chill down your spine. And this is yesterday's Gemara. Rava says you're not allowed to wear a bell. You're not allowed to wear a bell around your neck. Why not? No, only if it's actually woven into your garment. But if it's not woven into your garment, then you cannot do it. Otherwise, he holds, it seems that not everyone is begeder at kedei kach b'nei melachim where you can wear a bell around your neck. Only royalty wore bells around their neck. Not every person is miyuch for royalty. He disagrees. But if the bell is stitched into your garments, then it is permitted. Next Mishnah, yoytzin bebeitzas hachar gol. You're allowed to go out on Shabbos with the egg of a grasshopper. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to go out? Because it's also some type of refuah. If you carry around with you wherever you go the egg of the egg of this creature, you're in good shape. You're going to be protected from the elements. You're going to be protected from all of these viruses that are flying in the air from China. So you got to go where? Bebeitz hasachar gol uveshein shelshu. You got to go where the tooth of a fox. Uve masmer min hatzoluf. You know what that is? A nail that you took out of the body of a person that was crucified. Do you know anyone that was crucified, Shlomi? Do you know anyone that was crucified? Do you know the brand of nails that they used? Go online. There's a certain type of brand of nails, and they that's they used us.
Back in the day, it was more common to do this kind of stuff.
So a nail that was used to crucify a person, you should take that nail and you're allowed to wear it around your neck on Shabbos because this has medicinal properties. Mishum refuah. Divrei Rebbe Meir v'chachamim oisrim. You should not do it after chol. You know why? Because there's no such thing as medicinal purposes here. This is darkei ho'emori, to wear around your body the tooth of a fox, the nail that they used to hang up a person on a crucifixion. And the other thing, the first thing that we said was, I forgot already, the first thing we said was the Beit HaChargol, it's Darkei HaMuri, it's superstition, it's not for real, there is no physical property to these things, it's purely some type of Darkei HaMuri. Vaita, which is almost our time, the movie here says, The Gemara says, let me try to turn the page very quickly. The Gemara says, yes, it is a targol. The Gemara says, why? The l'shichala. Because it's the Gemara holds it's made for shichala, means a pain, an ear pain. A person has a pain in the ear, and they hang it on the ear to heal you. Next, b'shein shel shu'ol, the of the l'shinta. Shinta means sleep. Oh, this is something perfect. For my people who come to my shiurim, the avdi l'shinta, they do it. People that fall asleep, they give them a tooth of a fox to keep them up. It works. And the Gemara says it depends. The chaya, there are different types of teeth. If you pluck a tooth out of a living fox, then leman denoyim, it keeps you awake. A guy who is always falling asleep, you go out to the field. You find the fox and you pull out a tooth from a living fox and you put it in the guy's pocket and the guy will never fall asleep again. Demisa. But let's say you go out into the field and you find a dead fox and you pull out a tooth from a dead fox, that is leman deloy noyim. That's for a guy that you want to go to sleep. A guy who's a troublemaker in the shir and you want him to go fall asleep, you put it in his pocket. It'll make him go, it'll make him fall asleep. Okay, so therefore you have to be very careful when you do this, when you buy in the store, and you buy on Amazon, the tooth of a fox, you have to be very careful to know, where did they get this tooth from? Did they get it from a living fox or from a dead fox? It makes a world of a difference. Next, the Maaseh Shel HaTzaluf, the nail of the crucifixion, what's that for? The of the Lizirpa. Lizirpa means swollenness, inflammation. That's the big key word today, inflammation. Everything today is, take this, it's good for inflammation, it goes and it suppresses inflammation. That's a code word today. Chazal were ahead of their time. They knew all about inflammation. Napach, all about it. And they knew that there's some type of medicinal property in inflammation, in the nail that was used to crucify a human being. It must be the combination of metal and wood and the human body, the person that it went through. It is beneficial. David Lizirpa for swollen body. Let's see. Mishum Mefuah Dei Meir. The Gemara Abai Rav David Travayu called David Mishum Mefuah. Ein Boy Mishum Darki Amari. Okay, there's Machlekes. So you like it or not? The Gemara says Machlekes. Anything that's Mishum Refuah is not Darkei Hormor. That's the Machlekes. That's where it makes it going to be Mutter. Oh, the fact that the Gemara, let's say it's Ha Shein Boy Mishum Refuah. Yes, Mishum Darkei Amari. Oh, if you had time, within the Brayas, Elon, this is a very famous, this is a beautiful Gemara, this one. This Gemara is mamish, one of the famous Gemaras in Shas. Elon, Shemashir Peroisav, that it's letting the Peros, the Peros are falling off prematurely. So what do you do? Sikra Besikra, painted red. You painted red. The Toilet Bavadim, and you go and you put on the tree heavy stones. Heavy stones. What's the reason? So why are you allowed to do this? Why isn't this called Darkei Hoimari? Bishlaima Toilet Bavadim, you go and you put on heavy stones. It should weaken. And when it weakens, the Peros won't fall out. Ela Shaker Basikra, my refuah cover, what's the surfuah? It's dark, eho and moiri. How then are you allowed to do it? How are you allowed to go do it? It's not Lashem refuah. How can you go paint it red? The Gemara says, no, it is dark, it is refuah. The red paint is not mystical. It's people should pay attention and should know that this tree is not feeling well. And you should daven for it. Ki ha'odam eitz hasodeh. A man is like a tree. And that's the purpose. The menshalach should see it. That's why the Mitzuri calls out, V'tame yikra, shetzorach l'odia tzadar l'rabim, v'rabim yivaka shu'olav rachamim. People should know your problems. Omar, Ravina kaman talim kufse bedikla. According to which man do you omar? Do we hang a cluster of dates? Do we hang a cluster of dates by a tree? Ki haitana. There's a minog that if you have a tree and it's giving forth the peros too early, prematurely, so instead of red paint, they would hang on the tree a cluster of dates. And that would be a sign to the olam, Rabbi Yisai, pay attention, this tree needs a refuah shleima. Please make for it a misha berach. Ki haitana. Like this tana that says, that when someone is not feeling well, when there's a problem, you should draw people's attention towards it. You should make a campaign on charity. You should draw people's attention to it. You should make a campaign, and they should be mevakei shirachamim on behalf of that item. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to stop over here. We learned for an hour. I want to thank you very much for learning with me tonight. If not for learning with me tonight, then I don't know what I will do. I'll be very bored the whole day. You gave me something to look forward to. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Mr. Cohen, I'll see you tomorrow at 9:30. Next week, starting Monday, another shiur. Shlomi, you want to join for another shiur? On Monday, I'm starting a new shiur at 7:15. We learn every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 days a week, we learn Chumash Rashi and Unkelus. Fast. Chumash Rashi and Unkelus. To go through Klar. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 7:15 to 8 o'clock. And then on Thursday, we have a regular shiur. We've been doing it for a long time. We have already 15 weeks. We learn the Siddur. We're up to the Akedah. We're in the middle of the Akedah. If you want, you can join us. There's a lot of competition.
Can you send out a Zoom?
I'll send you out, yeah. I'll send you a Zoom. You don't have to come. There's only about 50,000 other shiurim going on at the same time. So I don't know why you want to come to this one, but what?
Even by the Akeda, well, I don't never understood.
We already gave one to you. You missed the good stuff. Last week we gave part one. This week is part two. The Akeda. And then comes the Talmud. And then it comes all the other Kabbalists. And then Rabbi Shmuel. And then we come to Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Sabayis L'David. We already had, I think, 15 shiurim already.
Send me an invitation.
You got it. Mr. Cohen, thank you so much for joining us.
Really appreciate it.
You come, you'll enjoy it.
How do you know?
Good morning, Cohen. I know.
Okay, I hear you.
Enjoy yourself
very nice.
Try it once.
Go to you. Thank you. Good night. Be well. Thank you very, very much. Be well. And good night. It's now time to daven Maariv. It's v'nahapachu. We daven in the shul. Every now we have mincha. We have in the shul now mincha and Maariv. They have shachas also. We have an oilum here. They come in the shul. We daven in the shul. And the minion is outside the shul. And we open up the window and we can hear the minion from outside the shul. We open up the window and we can hear the minion inside the shul. It used to be only me. And now another guy came. And another guy comes. It's a breakdown of social distancing. There's a breakdown. You should have seen yesterday, we had a lot of boimer tish. Woo! You should see what we had over here. We had real food. It was so nice. Social distancing, lag boimer tish. Everyone stood. Everyone sat. 6 feet apart. No shaking hands. No dancing. Everyone sat far away from each other. You want to do this? I don't know. Mr. Kong, don't tell this to the oil in the morning. They'll go berserk. They'll go meshuggah. Don't tell this to them. They can't handle this.
You know what I'm saying? Please. I know you mentioned it yesterday. Do you think that the shul will open up on Shavuos or what?
I honestly have no idea. I have no idea. Not even a clue.
Terrible situation.
It certainly is. I have no clue, not even the slightest clue. All right, have a good night. I'm thoroughly exhausted. Can you keep my eyes open? See you tomorrow. Adios, amigo. Shalom, chaverim. Bye bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.